Well, we're in a series called Philippian Faith, and this is the seventh one. We're in Philippians chapter 2, and Paul actually literally gives us the most clear-cut teaching in the New Testament on Jesus, who He is, what He did for us, and what His accomplishment was for us. You recall Philippians, and you can find all these messages on our website, thanks Dan and Roxanne, gracechristiancenter.us, www.gracechristiancenter.us, and the messages are there. You recall that Philippians was written to a Roman colony of people, a colony of saints, people who got saved. They were Gentiles. They were the first Gentile European believers on European soil. And the Roman colony of Philippi was there in the outskirts, away from Rome, but it was the way they kept the Roman culture and the Roman teachings and the Roman laws, and they were a little colony in the midst of the surrounding region. And Paul uses that illustration to teach us to be a colony of heaven. Don't accept the ways of the world. Don't yield to the ways of the world. But our job is to bring His kingdom where? On earth, as it is in heaven. And so we are the colony of heaven where?
On earth.
On earth. So last week we talked about Jesus taking seven steps down as He laid aside all the glory He had. How many know Jesus is God?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
How many know Jesus was still God when He walked among us?
Yes.
He didn't hang it up, but He set aside what they call His accoutrements. He set aside His ability to act as God. Even on the cross, you recall, the Scripture says He could have called 1,000 angels, a legion of angels, to come take Him down from the cross and wipe out the enemies. But He didn't do that, did He? Because He saw you and me in His mind's eye. And so He took seven steps down. But then God said, it is enough. Remember, Jesus said, it is finished. And God said, it's enough. So He went into hell even and preached to captivity those who were captive. And the Bible says He led captivity captive. He ascended on high and He opened up the way to God's throne. And God's people, now if one passes away as a saint, you don't have to go spend time in purgatory. You get to spend time in the bosom of God, right? You get to go see Jesus. How many are looking forward to seeing Jesus? Just not this afternoon. But I want to go see Jesus. Actually, I've seen Him at church this morning. But God raised Him back up. Seven steps down, seven steps back up. God highly exalts Jesus. That's what the Scripture declares. Turn to Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, before we put it up, Pat. Turn in your own Bibles, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. I'm going to read the first verse, then I'll put several different versions up on an overhead. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, reading from the New King James Bible. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Last week we did 5 through 8 about the seven steps down. Now let's see what God does. Therefore, God also has highly exalted Him. Say that with me, would you please? Highly exalted Him. And given Him the name which is what? Above every name. Above all names. Above every name. What name is above every name?
Jesus.
I said, what name is above every name?
Jesus.
Terrorists would like you to think that the name of their organization and the name of their leadership will throw fear into the hearts of people. I have come to tell you there's one name that's greater than all, and it's not Osama, and it's not something like that. The name is Jesus.
Amen.
Someone say amen. Jesus. And He's given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, how many knees?
Every.
Come on, I can't hear you. How many knees?
Every.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. This ear is about at 30% hearing, and this ear is about 80%. I've had a cold the last 10 days, and I've been prayed for this morning. You keep praying for me, but I want you to know I'm going to use that as an excuse to say, I can't hear you. What was that? How many knees?
Every.
Thank you. You just talk up real loud to me this morning. All right. Every knee should bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those where? Under the earth. And that how many tongues? How many? Come on, boom it out, church. Every tongue should confess what? Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a fantastic Jesus. Come on, turn to each other and say, isn't he fantastic? All right, let's put the other versions up, and I'll read this same set of scriptures out of several other versions. Now out of the New American Standard. Next, Pat. Thank you so much. New American Standard. For this reason also, God, say it with me, highly exalted him, and bestowed on him, Jesus, the name which is above every name. So that at the name of?
Jesus.
Come on, real loud. Jesus. Every knee will bow of those who are in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth. And that,
every.
Thank you, I'm sorry, I got stuck. That
every
tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's go on. Out of the New Living. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor, gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of
Jesus,
every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue confess, say it with me please, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We'll use one other one out of the message here. Out of the message. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything. Can anyone touch him?
No.
He's far beyond anyone or anything. Ever. So that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the what?
Master
of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father. Again, last week we spoke about seven steps down. He left his glory to come to you and me. He saw you. He saw me and the need that we had. How many needed Jesus? Come on. You were in sin, lost without him. Even no matter how nice a guy you are, if you think you have no sin, the Bible says you're a liar. So just face up to it. We are all born with a sin nature because of one man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. That sin, that choice he and Eve made, passed on a sin nature to all his progeny. We are then inculcated with a propensity to sin. No matter, remember Romans 8, and Paul says, though I don't want to do it, I do it. Remember? And he concludes the chapter by saying, who will deliver me from this? And he says, thank God, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Sin problems in your life? Jesus is here to help you.
That's right.
Pride problems in your life? Jesus is here to help you. No matter what the need, physical, soul, body, spirit, Jesus is above every name. Come on, someone say amen.
Amen.
Isn't that just plain cool?
Yeah.
Come on, preach it. Go ahead, preach it to cease. What did I just say? Jesus is great. He's the greatest. Listen, you know what it's interesting? This is just kind of an aside. You know what's interesting? And it's not good. I'm not saying it's good, but it's interesting. Do you realize when people swear all around the world even, they don't say, oh, Buddha.
No.
What name do they have on their lips?
Jesus.
They're blaspheming.
Right.
I don't want to be in those shoes.
But
even in their darkest moments, Jesus is on their lips. Every other religion can move into the neighborhood and be blessed. But right now, they are throwing Christians out of neighborhoods. They're trying to shut churches down. You want to tell me why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's conviction in the power and in the presence of Jesus. Jesus walks in the room when you walk in the room, and sometimes you're going to get reacted to because people don't want conviction today. They want their weed, they want their boat, they want their TV, they want their car, they want whatever they want, but don't give me Jesus. Don't wake me up and invite me to church. If you push me too hard, I'm going to react at you and call you a bigot. Now, I may take away all of your rights. Every other religion is welcome on the face of the planet, it seems like. But Jesus, who is real, threatens sin. How many know we need a revival? People need to give up. They need to surrender to this Jesus. You and I had to, but he's real. I can't tell you. I know we're going to go through all this, but theologically and with reality, the only leader of any world religion who ever died and really came back to life is Jesus. He's the only fail-safe system. Now look, I didn't tell you. He pats you on the head and answers every single prayer and never lets you suffer. Some people believe that, and they're sorely disappointed. But my Bible tells me my Jesus walks through the midst of every one of those sufferings with me. And I'm not praying to some fat statue. Not trying to be irresponsible, but I'm saying, guys, people put faith in stone, in clay, in wood. The one to put faith in is Jesus Christ. God has highly exalted him. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Number one, God highly exalted him. Seven steps up. We should do our part in praise and worship then, shouldn't we? If God highly exalted him, that Greek word, highly exalted him, that three-word phrase is one Greek word, and it's huperupso. Say it with me. Huperupso. Aren't you a Greek scholar now? Say it again. Huperupso. Walk around all day saying it. Look at each other and say, huperupso. People will look at you and go, what did you do this morning? Went to church. What did you learn about? Huperupso. Highly exalted him. It sounds like superupso, because upso is along the lines of exaltation. And huperupso means he really did the job. And that's exactly what happened. To elevate above all the others, you can raise it up. Oh, I don't have it there. Okay. Greek transliteration, huperupso, that means to elevate above everything else, to raise to the highest position. God raised him to the very highest position. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Watch this. Hebrews 1, verses 2 and 3. He has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Who made the worlds?
Jesus.
I said it again. Who made the worlds?
Jesus.
I'm sorry, can't hear you. Who made the worlds? Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Acts chapter 2, verses 32 through 36. This Jesus God has raised up, and we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, which you now see and hear at the Acts of in the Acts of the Apostles on the day of Pentecost. Got stuck, sorry. All right, so he poured out the Holy Spirit, and this was Peter giving the explanation of what they were saying. For David did not ascend to the heavens. They exalted David in Israel, but he didn't do this. But he says himself, David himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both, say it with me, Lord and Christ. God highly exalted him. Number two, God has given him a name which is above, say it with me, every name. Say it with me, above every name. In Israel and in cultures around the world, the name usually referred to more than just nomenclature. It referred to character. It referred to who the person was. Jesus means Savior. Means what?
Savior.
He is the only Savior. Who's the only Savior?
Jesus.
Now, in Hispanic and Mexican cultures, you will find Jesus used an awful lot. But that doesn't mean that Jesus is the Jesus, right? Jesus is the only way. His name brings life and deliverance, healing, help, peace, position, strength, deliverance. Jesus is the name. You ask for prayer in the middle of the night from a friend and you're agitated and you don't know what's going wrong and they speak the name Jesus. And there is health and there is peace that comes to your soul. Jesus stands up in the boat when the storm is raging and says, peace, be still. The name Jesus Gaither wrote a song ages and ages ago, one of the most beautiful songs that doesn't get sung much. We sing it around here every now and then. Remember which one it is? Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Isn't there? Doesn't there something resonate in your spirit when you say the name of Jesus, you hear the name Jesus, you pray the name Jesus? The only Savior and the name above every name. His position, His dignity, His character, His honor. Jesus. Savior. Redeemer. If you want to use His name when you need His name, then you need to surrender to Him with Him living inside so His name is your name. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to use His name, you need to be saved by His name. Number three, at the name of Jesus, say it with me, every knee should bow. For it is written, Romans 14:11, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God. Now that's a direct quote from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. But it ties together what God said His Messiah would experience. Every knee shall bow. One bows to another person when they honor the power, the authority, the dignity, the position, and the place. One bows to that kind of person. And if you represent our country, you don't bow to others around the earth.
Amen.
I'm sorry, that was a political comment. Sorry. But the Scripture says, every knee. Point to your knees. Come on. Come on, point to your knees. You can talk to them. Hi, cute knees. Every knee. Say it with me. Every knee shall bow. Have you ever had a time where you were stubborn? Come on, don't look so saintly at me. Anybody in this room ever been stubborn? How about when you were a kid? Did you ever have times you had this wrestling match going, I'm not going to clean my room. You are going to clean the room. I'm not going to clean. Who won the argument? Unless it was time for you to leave home, your parents won the argument. If you're going to live under my house, you're going to live by my rules. You will clean the room. Sometimes when we step away, and it happens step by step, decision by decision, when we get farther away from the Lord, you know one of the key signs you'll know that that's where you are? Your heart gets hard. You get stubborn. I don't want what God wants me to do. God says, I want you to surrender. I want you to go back to church. I want you to go ask that person's forgiveness. I'm not going to do it. And then tell somebody how close you are to Jesus. Stubbornness. Jesus says, look, there's two ways to go. You remember the verse, right? I don't have it up there, but you remember the verse. You either fall on the rock and you're broken.
Yeah.
Who's the rock? Come on.
Jesus.
Or the rock falls on you and grinds you to powder. Which one would you like? I'll take option A, thank you. So, okay, Lord. I soften my own heart. I make a choice. I come down from my high horse and my stubbornness and I bow my knee to you, Jesus. Lord, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I can't see the beginning or the ending anymore. All I know is I'm out here somewhere where I don't feel your presence and I don't know what to do, but I bow my knees to you. The Bible says every knee shall bow. That doesn't mean everybody is saved, church. It means everyone will bow the knee to Him. When you boil it all down, there's only one Savior, one Lord, one Redeemer, only one name given to men for salvation, and His name is Jesus. Acts 4, verses 10 through 14. Let it be known to you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified. He wasn't mixing words, was he? Whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. By him, this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men. Say it with me again. Let's go back to this part. Verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's not a suggestion. It's not just a good idea. It's not just one option among many. It is indeed the reality from the heart of God who wants to help His people. If you want help from God, surrender to Jesus. He is the only way, and the one people reject is indeed the main cornerstone. How do you know what a cornerstone is? A few builders in this room should know what a cornerstone is. So, historically, the cornerstone was that which was set in place first and premier, and it guided the building of the rest of the building. Nowadays, it's become symbolic a lot of times, but the cornerstone was absolutely crucial, and the rest of the building was laid out in its way that it finished because of the placement of the cornerstone. When Jesus is the cornerstone of your life will be built His way. If you reject Him, people who reject Him, how many know the walls get crooked? The roof leaks? My bucket's got a hole in it. Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 21. Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Listen, guys, we give honor to movie people, to leaders in industry and business. We give honor to the fathers and forefathers and mothers of our country. We need to give the greatest honor to Jesus, who redeemed us, who saved us from sin, who fills us with His Spirit, who helps us day by day. He's the one who gets all the honor and glory. Every knee shall bow. Say it with me. Every knee shall bow. Number 4, of things in heaven. All the angels are going to give glory to Jesus. All God's beings who serve Him and serve His people, and all of them, celestial beings, even the stars themselves, will bow the knee to Jesus Christ and bring glory and honor to Him. Revelation 7, verses 11 through 13. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped Him, saying, read it with me, please. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Things in heaven, things in the earth. It says, things in earth. The one is of things celestial. This is of things worldly. Every creature on earth, every person, redeemed or not, Jesus ultimately will receive all the glory. Someone say amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the ends of times, an Antichrist will rise up and attempt to deceive all people, including the very elect themselves, if they could be. The Bible tells us in the end of days, people are given to believing a lie.
That's right.
Church, that's why we need to know Him now.
Amen.
Know Him now. So, you know, are you plugged in? Listen, I know people take vacations and do all sorts of things. No problem. I'm not going to speak to that, but let me speak to something else. If in your heart of hearts, church is just a casual thing and it's not important, you're in error, because your Lord says the only thing He'll build, I will build my
church.
Come on, say it out loud with me. Boom it out.
I will build my church.
You want to know the voice of God? You've got your own time with Him. You've got time in the Word. Devour the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews, don't deny the gathering together of the saints. Get together with God's people. Church is important.
Amen.
It's not casualties. But it's not casual. It's not some downstream thing that I might do upon occasion if I think about it. It's important. Build one another up. Strengthen one another. Look at each other. Reach out your hands. Shake each other's hands this morning saying, I'm here to strengthen you. 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 And you. That's what church is all about. We encourage each other. We help each other. We're running the race. Now listen. If you think you're fine being far away from God, far away from His people, far away from the Word of God, I wouldn't give you a plug nickel when everything comes out fully, finally, in the end, to be deceived by. I don't want to be deceived. I want to walk close with Jesus. He's given us the ways to stay close to Him. And that's what we need to do. Things on the earth. What do you need to do? Be ready. Things under the earth. Now, even the demons in hell know that Jesus is Lord. Come on, I said, even the demons in hell know Jesus is Lord, and they probably know it quicker than a lot of people know it. The Greek in here is referring to things in the world of the departed spirits. Every creature, every being, every person will acknowledge Jesus is Lord. And it doesn't mean everybody is saved. It means that they acknowledge He is Lord. Now there's a difference. The book of Philippians here is dealing with the Lordship of God and Jesus being Lord. And that's why it says things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Now, when you go to Colossians 1, verses 19 and 20, that's a different scripture that deals with redemption. And watch what it leaves out. Because who can be redeemed? Those who have surrendered their life to Jesus. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself. What's that mean? By Him. Whether things... Notice the spheres. Number one, on... or things in heaven. Does this verse say under the earth? It doesn't mean the demons in hell are going to get reconciled to God. Reconciliation is by the blood of Jesus Christ, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Okay? So we're talking about being saved, being redeemed. All things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, God has exalted Him. Say it with me. Hooparoopso. Acts 19. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists, watch this. You think the demons know a little bit better than we do sometimes, and people do? Watch this. Some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." There were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit, the Bible has some humorous spots. This is one of them, okay? Wasn't humorous for them at that moment, but sure is humorous to look back on. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the, say it with me please, name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. If you want to use His name, you've got to be in His name and have Him inside of you. God is raising Him up, highly exalting Him. And number seven, every tongue, please boom it out. I want you to get loud. Every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Philippians 2, verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Greek word here is kyrios. Kyrios, and it means literally supreme in authority. Controller. God. Lord. Master. Who's the big boss?
Jesus.
A little louder.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I still can't hear you. You know.
Jesus.
Is He in charge of your life? Have you asked Him to be? Take charge. Have you specifically asked Him to be Lord and Savior of your life? Will you be a part of the incredible celebration with this Jesus who is hooper oopsod, highly exalted. There's going to come a celebration. Let's see what it says. Follow with me, Revelation chapter 5, 11 through 14. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands, just a few people there, right?
Yeah.
Saying with what kind of a voice?
Loud.
See, you're going to have to get a little louder if you want to be comfortable in heaven. Come on, turn to each other and say, get louder. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. You just see John writing and go, oh man, he is just greater than anything I've ever seen. Can you imagine the excitement of what he was beholding? Every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, such as are in the sea, all that are in them, I heard them. They were saying, say it with me please, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Who's the Lamb?
Jesus.
Who's the Lord?
Jesus.
Who's the Savior?
Jesus.
Who's our Shepherd?
Jesus.
Who's your Redeemer?
Jesus.
Who's your Healer?
Jesus.
Who's your Deliverer?
Jesus.
Your Strength?
Jesus.
Come on, your Peace?
Jesus.
Who's your Life?
Jesus.
Come on, let me hear it again. What's his name?
Jesus.
Come on, Jeannie, I can't hear. Say it real loud. Okay, say it one more time. Boom it out.
Jesus.
And they said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and they just kept worshiping him. And they worshiped him because he lives forever and ever. You know, musicians, will you come? We'll finish with that song that we did, Blessing and Glory and Honor. We think, and sometimes we know, life gets terribly discouraging. It doesn't go well all the time financially. It doesn't go well all the time in health. It doesn't go well all the time with the people we want it to go well with sometimes. Sometimes it's just frustrating. You ever walk away from an engagement with somebody and go, what was that all about? I came to bless them and I left cursed. We need Jesus. And we have a Lord who is so exalted, who can reach right down to where we are and pick us up out of the storm and say, honey, just wait out the storm with me. I'm with you. I'm here for you. We have a God whose hand isn't shortened, whose eyes aren't closed. Aren't you grateful that you don't pray for healing to a statue? But to a God who loves you. What a great God. Seven steps down. Seven steps up. Hooper oopso. Say it with me one more time. Hooper oopso. Boom it out with me. Jesus Christ is Lord. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is Lord. Again. Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. Jesus Christ is Lord. We believe it, Lord. We declare it. We believe you and we thank you for it. And we give you the praise. We're not going to be those who let the rocks cry out. We're going to do our part. We're going to do our part to declare you as Lord of all. Now bless each one as they go from this place today. Let them know your presence and strength with them all week long, knowing that we serve a Jesus who has been hooper oopsoed, highly, highly exalted. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I urge you, let this be the day you do so. Come on forward and we'll pray together with you. It'll be an honor. If you have healing needs in your body, we believe the Lord heals and touches people all the time. And so come on up and receive prayer. If you have something on your heart you'd like to talk about and pray together about, we'll be honored to do that. Number 6, verses 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Aren't you glad Jesus is Lord?
Amen.
God bless you. Be released and have a fantastic week in the Lord. Amen.